We hope you enjoy listening to this weekly podcast from Lifeline Church. You can find out more and discover our other podcasts by searching for Lifeline Church, visiting lifelinechurch.co.uk, or by taking a look at our YouTube channel, Lifeline Church Dagenham.
Right, family. So June 2024, we received a word from all the prayers that you were making. And one of them I want to share, it said, Father God, we pray for an outpouring of your blessing for Augusto and Claudia. We ask for you to provide all their needs, a spacious living space, freedom to enjoy their lives, to do your work. July 2024, we moved to a bigger place. Second one that I want to share. Father, let Claudia and Augusto and family know that you hold them in the palm of your hand. Let grace be a characteristic that shines out from them and draws others to you. You will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. Amen. Yes. So I can say that 9 years after we returned to Peru, when we were living here, we are finally, God's finally granted us this community that we were looking for. And I want to take just this little time to thank you for all the prayers that you have been making, the doing for us. All those engine rooms at night that you gather to, governmental prayer, all of that. Thank you very much from very inside of our hearts. That's been very helpful to us. So we've been receiving all of these words, and they've been a blessing to us. One of those words were just a sentence, just a word that said bananas. We didn't know what that was. What this is going to be like. And so you know what happened? We started to receive some bananas. We went to Ecuador, and these guys were feeding us, and in most of their place, there were bananas on them. And the sentence that was after the banana word was, God wants you to smile. So what happened after we were receiving bananas in most of our plates were, what? We were smiling. So God is just, you know, God's just like that. He wants us to smile. So he's very funny as well. Yeah. So thank you very much for all your prayers. And I just want to encourage you to please continue doing that. Continue praying. Gather together. Do not miss those meetings. It's not been just good for us, but I know that for many people of around the world and for people of you here.
3 weeks ago, I was driving in Peru. In the traffic, I was with Claudia and with Rafaela, and Rafaela asked me, Dad, what are you afraid of? My first reaction was, no, nothing. Because I'm a Peruvian machazo. Nothing. But honestly, that question came to my mind. That afternoon, I was doing some projects in my house. I start to think deeply in that question. So I feel like God was remembering some things when I was growing, when I was very little. So when I have around 5 years old, I was hearing many fights in my house every day. My dad shouting, and my mom as well. So I was hearing some stories about some attacks between people, but I thought it happened very far from my house. No worries. But after that, like three months after, I started to hear some bombs very near to our house. Some attacks, some problems. My dad and my mom, all the time they are watching the news in the morning very early. So imagine you are very little and you wake up and you are seeing the news and you can see the faces of the people in the news with blood in the face. For me, it's so scary in that moment because I was little. So, plus, in that moment, we start to feel some earthquakes in Peru. So I felt maybe the bombs is a little bit far. I can hear the bombs, but now the earthquake is inside of my house. And the floor is shaking very, very strong in my house. And the baby was crying and shouting. I lost the control. So it made me feel like very, very, very scared. So honestly, I don't know how I can manage that, because if I'm going with my parents was fighting, or they are all the time in disagreement. So that's why for me it was so awful. But it came to my mind, it make in myself a system of, or like a software, to be in the middle of the fear all those days. But in a moment, when I was growing, like 14 or 15 years old, I went to the street, I found really good friends, but don't know why, I choose to make more relationship with bad friends. So in that moment, I start to take back decisions, consume some drugs. So with the time, I was thinking, I will need to leave these drugs from my life, because God, he will help me. So, but I can't. For many years, I was trying to find help in some organizations, some people, some neighbors, but I don't know why I can't. So in that moment, thinking in this year, thinking why it was so difficult for me to leave drugs. But God showed me, this is because you were growing with one system of the fear. So all the time, I was hiding myself behind one problem, the drugs. So when I am consuming, I was feeling maybe if someone catch me, the police is behind me. So all this system, it become me some feelings, I am alive. I am very strong with this position. Sometimes when I was in another world walking, so my mom or my aunt, she watched me directly to my eyes and she said, "What are you doing with you?" In that moment, that feeling, for me, I feel fear. In that moment, I understood it's not just about drugs. It's about, in my case, it's about hide myself behind one thing. In my case, it was drugs. So in a moment, I had fear of not having fear.
So we're going to read Exodus 2:11, where it says, "One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them and at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, 'Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?' The man said, 'Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?' Then Moses was afraid and thought, 'What I did must have become known.' When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well." So when Augusto is sharing with you that he was hiding, it was because of all of this fear that he had grown in him.
Sometimes I thought some members of my family hate me because I was suffering in my childhood. But now I can see it was many secrets in my family. At that age, I didn't know. But now I can see they were suffering. And the reaction or the in the end, they are shouting me or many fights in the house. And my conclusion is, well, when the people is happy, they are making more people happy. But when they are suffering, they are in anger, they are giving to you something very, very bad to you. They are making you suffering as well.
So Genesis 3, verse 8, it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Adam was hiding behind a tree. Augusto was hiding behind the rocks. But somehow, when his dad left his house, now he was free of no parents' fights, no more problems. But he kind of felt like he was needing now to have that fear. It was like a day with no fights. It became like a boring day. And he kind of felt like, oh, I want to have that fear again. And so then he went to the rocks and started to hide himself behind the rocks and some bad decisions.
People can hide behind negative things like drugs, like lies, hate, illness, selfishness, proud as well. But I remember when I was growing, for a time of my life, so I was going with my friends and smiling and pretending everything is fine with my life. Everything is okay in my life. But all the time as I was helping to my friends, but in the end of the day when I was going to my room, I closed the doors, I felt emptiness in myself. So I start to cry. But next day, open my door and going out, I smile to everyone. But why? Because another time I was hiding myself behind a happy life. So you can hide yourself in positive things like a happy mask like me, maybe behind your family, maybe behind your job, behind your house, or a fancy car, maybe. Sometimes you can hide yourself behind your positions, your titles. So let's God show us what's going on next.
Yeah, so hiding behind positive things could be, for example, oh, I just had a new baby, or I just moved from this house to another. I'm too busy with my things. I'm hiding. These are all good things, like your business, your family, your house, your work. But it could become something that we could be hiding behind. So, and the negative things, as Augusto was saying, my illness as well. I could be also hiding behind my illness. Oh no, my legs are not working well, my arms are not working well, I'm having too many headaches, I can't really get involved, I can't really make this community, I can't really work on these things. So we could be hiding behind different things. In Augusto's case, it was drugs. In people's lives, it could be many different things, but we could be hiding from things. So we could be asking now to ourselves, am I afraid of something? Do I have fear of something? Sometimes we just can't see these things very clearly, but we can ask God to show us. To show us, see if we are hiding behind something, that it could be a negative thing, but it could also be a positive thing. We can also help other people as we come along together, as we have community together, as we join with other people. We can help them to see if they are probably, you know, having fear of something, if they are hiding behind something.
17 years ago, Joan Singleton came to Peru with Norma because they want to make a relationship with us. So in a moment, he told me, just I need to speak with you, with Norma. Okay, I'm saying, okay, what's going on? What I did. So.
Many things.
Many things. All my scenarios. So John Singleton was taking his time, asking questions. He said, how are you, Augusto? I'm fine. I'm okay. So he started to make more questions. When you will get married with Claudia? I'm saying to him, very soon. Why? And he started to make more questions. So in the end of the conversation, like 1 or 2 hours, because I'm very difficult, he said to me, Augusto, tell me, what's going on with you? I can see something in your eyes. So in that moment, I was thinking, oh my goodness, this is so hard for me, how I can be open with this man, because all the time I'm running from my life, from my reality. So John, he started to make more questions, and Norma, she was so tired. But John Singleton, he continued to speak with me 1, 2, 3 times. So Augusto, he told me, Augusto, tell me why you are hiding yourself, why you are running off of what? He was asking to me. So in a moment, I felt myself like in a corner. I can't escape. I tried to call Claudia, help me, but Claudia, she's not in the room, just John, Norma, and me. So in that moment, I'm saying, he asked me, do you love Claudia? I'm saying, yes, I love her. Do you want a life with Claudia? Yes. I'm saying very honest, yes. And why you don't like to get married? And that moment said, I want tomorrow. For me tomorrow.
It's okay. It's okay.
Try to pretend I'm very sure. Yes, for tomorrow as well. You can invite, you are here, you can come to my marriage. So John Singleton, it's too much easy, like you are saying, Augusto. It's more difficult than this. You need to make a plan to spend some money for that plan. But you need to ask Claudia first if she can, if she wants.
Who knows?
Who knows? But in the moment, he started to ask more questions. It was hard for me, honestly. But in the end, he asked me, why you are not taking the decision to do it? I said to John, I love Claudia, but I can. Why? Oh my God. No one asked me two really good questions like John. And that moment, I'm saying to John, I want so much Claudia, but I can't. Why? And he said, and myself said, because I want to protect Claudia. From who? In that moment, I start to sweat a lot. I'm sweating, I'm sweating. John, come on, please, give me a second. I need water, I need to breathe. Open the room, please. And John's singleton told me, Augusto, why do you want to protect Claudia? You will protect Claudia. From who? And in the end, my answer was, I want to protect Claudia from me. And I started to cry. But John, he saw my eyes directly, and he told me, and why you want to protect with Claudia from you? I'm saying, because, no, don't know, because maybe I will be like my parents. And he said, I felt the love of God when he said to me, you are not your dad. In that moment, I felt like one sunglasses coming down to my eyes. In that moment, I feel the Holy Spirit saying to me, you are freedom now. This is the good news. But before that, I was so, it was a mix of feelings. Something like he catch me, and another feeling like, thank you, because I'm not running from me or from this situation again. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we got married. Yes, it's been a journey. It's been very good. Here we are. So can we ask God to help us see people as he sees us? Augusto felt he was seen by Jesus through John, and that helped him to finally take the decision. So we can be open to God and ask him, Lord, help me to see what's inside of me. Help me see if I'm hiding behind something, if I'm protecting myself and I'm not getting involved, I'm not being open, I'm not probably having integrity. I say something, I do other things. Help me to see what is going on inside of me. I don't want to be hiding for so long under the shadows.
So God, sometimes when I was speaking with John about that, sometimes we want to the benefit of one relationship, but sometimes we don't like to give the commitment because we are in fear as well. So God, he wants to make me as free in freedom. That's why he's with us. But John Singleton, he was doing a really good job with me because I was running and he came to me and he was speaking directly with me. So, but I felt in a moment I was like carrying my things. I like to explain like that. Imagine we are coming from the airport. For example, imagine Rafael is coming to the airport when she was living here. She's returning back to Peru. So imagine she has two big bags, heavy bags. So in that moment, I'm saying, Rafa, let me help you. And Rafaela, she can say, no, because I'm strong. I grew now. How I can feel about that? I can feel me bad because I'm strong. I want to help my daughter because she is coming. I want to give my love and she can receive my help as well. But sometimes I felt like that when I was coming from the airport with my bag. This is my pain. This is my drugs. No. I was carrying my things, and God all the time was going behind me, saying, "Let me help you." But for that, we need to take the decision to give my suitcase to my father. For that, we are here. We are.
Yes, and this was actually a real example. If those of you who know Rafa, you know she's quite
crazy,
like me. No, Daddy, no, I carry it. And I'm thinking she's gonna damage her back, you know, like mom. And Augusto is like, yeah, I help you. No, this is my back. And I'm like, okay, well. But this that could be us as well. We don't want to give. Like Augusto said, no, this is my pain. We are in pain, and we know that this hurts us. We know that this is not good for us. We know that this harms us, but we still want to keep it. No, I'm not sharing the pain with you. And sometimes sharing the pain could be just talking, just being around community, just sharing with someone. And how can we also help people see? How can we also help people realize if they are hiding from something, behind something? Well, we can be making questions. We can be asking, how are you doing today? But not just that very quick, simple question of, yeah, how are you? What's up? All right, thank you. We can be more intentional and asking more and being committed to ask how the person really is doing. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. God makes us free. Like that picture that we wanted to share with you. God makes us free. What can God make us free of? What are we going to allow God to make us free of? He can free us from so many things. Let's just remember that it is not just negative things like what Augusto was sharing about drugs and lies and problems. It could also be things that look positive, but we are hiding behind those things. We want to encourage you to remain in community, to be together, because when we are together, things come out to light. We start to share our things, our houses, our families, sometimes our problems, and things come to life. We want to encourage you about that. And we also want to thank you for all the love and care that you've given to us through all of these years. Many things of our own lives have come out to life because we took that decision to be in community with you. And it's been a blessing through all of these years, 10 years since we came to live here. We decided that we wanted to be part of your family, and you adopted us as a family. And we are here because of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast by Lifeline Church. We hope this message has been an encouragement to you. We are a relational church who live to demonstrate God's love to one another and our surrounding community in real and practical ways. We believe that this love can restore our families, our friendships, our communities, and our nation. We'd love to connect further with you, so please visit our website, lifelinechurch.co.uk, or interact with us on Facebook at lifeline.church.uk.